You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, everyone in podcast land. Welcome to The Righteous Real Short Box. My name is Dr. Kevin, and with me is my co-host.
Oh, yeah, I'm Donald. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And we have four special guests on our special panel tonight. We have the Duke of Newhall, Julio. We have the Sensational One. We have Walter 818. And we have, last but not least, Sunshine Raphael.
Sunshine.
All of a sudden.
Showtime.
I have to call him Sunshine. When I see him, he brings such sunshine to the room.
Jesus God.
He looks like he's been in the sun too long.
So this is another episode of Comic Shop Talks, guys.
Yes, it is.
Comic Coalition.
At We Can Be Heroes in Chatsworth, California.
Home to comics, toys, and big shiny rubber dildos, from what I understand.
Exactly, whoa. I don't know about that.
Stop talking about David that way.
In the back.
Let's be honest.
David in the back.
Based on this. Greatest shop in town.
Greatest shop in town, if not town, in the entire state of California, I must add.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The best store on this street.
Oh, you know what, Walter 818, you need to leave this table right now.
There's a CVS that sells comic books.
It's fucking Walgreens, bro.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it is a Walgreens. That's even worse.
So what are we talking about today, fellas? What is the exciting thing that gets your blood pumping?
Well, I read...
We got something coming up.
Yeah. Well,
it's Torpedo Con.
We're going to talk about that?
We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff, but you go ahead with what you wanted to say.
No, you go ahead.
Well, Torpedo Con's coming very, 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 very soon.
It's like
next week.
It's like right now. It's right now, according to this recording.
Man, it's right
it
now.
Is happening right now.
Oh, my God.
We're at Torpedo Con. I'm
excited. We're right outside.
Yeah.
You will not believe the deals they're giving out.
Right. Yeah. No, but seriously, we'll be going there very soon, and it's kind of exciting and scary a little bit, I think, for a lot of people, just because this will be like the first big convention.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah, in almost 2 years for since COVID. Like, what do you you know how nerds are? They don't bathe. They don't. They eat. And don't wash their hands after they scratch their ass, and there's a lot of ass
are
most of the time.
Are you saying that there's people out here for the last 2 years that haven't bathed?
I'm sure.
You they've been saving that stank.
That is scary.
I know there's some that haven't shaved or cut their hair at all.
You know what?
They're Captain Caveman over there.
Yeah.
I mean, but here's the real question, right? First con that we're all going to be at some point, right? Mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
What do you expect? Are you expecting it to be something that you've seen before? Or are you expecting it to be a total cluster of people trying to, or do you think it's the shops taking advantage of the fact that first con and selling things at like some unrageable markup?
Yes,
and
that's what
that
I expect to see.
That is very likely a possibility because we saw what happened on Instagram sales. We've seen what's happened on eBay. I mean, COVID has caused a huge spike in prices.
Exactly. And last TorpedoCon was 2 years ago?
Yes, sir.
And it was right before Comic-Con. So all the books were priced ready to go to Comic-Con. So they were like already that 20% markup already. They weren't going down on any prices. There wasn't any good deal. So hopefully that'll be different this year, but I seriously doubt it.
No. I think you're right. I think everybody's – you're going to have some that are going to do like what would you be calling kind of counter-programming. So they're going to bring their dollar books, and that's going to be the smart money. That's where all the people that are like, I'm not paying that. You know, how much for first Kang?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of shit. Because then all the other ones are going to be bringing their books, and they're going to be marking those motherfuckers
especially
up.
Ultimate Fallout 4. 2 years ago, you know, maybe it went for, what would you say, $150 maybe?
No, four years ago?
No, 2 years ago.
2 years ago, it was a $148 book.
Yeah.
There we go.
Somewhere
around. No, I think
Yeah, maybe.
I'm sure, especially with CGC, you know that. No, I mean,
but
2 years ago,
no, but 400, I think, was the last.
But the 9.8 has actually the Ultimate Fallout 4 has actually dropped
a little bit. It's dropped a little.
And
bit.
Honestly, yeah, we were at the
$2.
Yeah, I mean,
no, actually from 3 actually.
Yeah, we were at the what was the one in Simi? Was it in Simi or Santa Clarita?
Santa Clarita
show. We saw 1 second print. That was all we saw. And then I've been to like maybe 5 or 6 different shops and maybe 10 different claim sales, and I haven't seen any for sale. So I don't necessarily know if at the TwitterCon you're going to see a bunch of those books. You may see some, but I don't think you're going to see as many as you think you're going to see.
Okay, so you feel people are just scooping up as many as you
can. Yeah. I think that people are holding those books,
they're
not looking to sell them just yet. Especially that the price has dropped.
It's corrected. I think it's corrected. Yeah, I don't want to see it drop.
They're waiting for that new multiverse movie to drop, and then you'll see a spike.
However, there's a possibility you might see one of the second hottest books from Miles Morales, which is now loose enough. I told people where this would happen. Ultimate Comics, all new Spider-Man number one.
Yeah,
you know, it's in the white.
Yeah,
sealed plastic. That one could be available.
Well, you'll see that. You'll see those in polybag for sale.
Yes,
an extreme high price.
Yes, yes.
And the problem is you're buying a blind bag.
Yes, right. You don't know.
You don't know what. You don't know how. It could have been folded 5 times, but the polybag's never going to look folded. It's going to look because right. you can take a steamer and steam the polybag and it'll look fucking perfectly
That's
fine.
True.
And the book inside can be shit.
Telling people what I do.
Whoa. And unless you have
shady.
And unless you have the power of an affiliate of ours, Mr. Oscar, actually opening up that bag and able to make it look nice and pretty and beautifully
in condition.
Yeah. Clean and press. Yeah, I mean, you can clean and press certain things.
But even then.
But if it's a black cover and it's got spine ticks.
I found two.
That black and crack.
Yeah.
Black and crack.
I found two in the wild for, reasonable price and had Oscar look at them both and he pressed them both. And the highest they're going to be is like a 9.2 because you can't get the spine ticks out, right? You can get to the creases in there, but the little tick is still going to be there. And they're like, Sean saw one of them. I showed him. They're just like micro ticks, right? Mm-hmm. Where the visual eye you can't see them, but if you look closely, they're there, and they're not going anywhere.
Right. The CGC guys, they'll certainly pick up on it right away.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I think the books you're going to see a lot of.
Debatable.
You'll see a lot of.
Well, they're overworked these days.
I think you'll see a lot of X-Men 266s you'll see for sale.
That's true.
You'll see a lot of 340s.
266.
Definitely 340s.
First game, I guess. Remember, I brought my 340 in to show you the Sensational One, and you were quite impressed.
X-Men 340?
Yeah. No, Hulk 340.
Hulk 340. Hulk.
That's the famous McFarlane cover with the gray Hulk's reflection.
Yeah, that one.
And being it's Torpedo Con and they're having they're having like Jim Lee, and you'll see a lot of X-Men 1 slabs there.
Yeah, X-Men 4s.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
X-Men 4s, X-Men 5s.
Well, you're going to see a lot of people that overpaid for those fucking X-Men 4s. They're going to be like, man, I got to make some money on these. They're going to be trying to sell that shit so high.
Same as Silver Surfer 3s.
X-Men 1s.
Oh, man. Yeah, Silver Surfer 3.
Shitload of X-Men
1s. But I'm expecting a lot of Star Wars books.
Yeah, for sure.
Random ass Star Wars books. The original Marvel, the Dark Horse stuff, the new Marvel, and Turtles. I'm expecting.
I'll tell you what you're gonna see. You're gonna see a lot of Last Ronin graded. 9.8, 9.9s on the walls for sale. There's a huge submission of books.
Yeah.
You won't see TMT 1 first print.
Maybe you'll see one if you're lucky.
I remember when we'd walk to a convention. And you could see Raphael number one, like, for $40, $80, like, just a couple years ago. So cheap.
I bought one, and I was with you, Sean, and we went to Simi Valley, and I bought it, and he was like, you're gonna get another one of those? Don't you have another one of those? It was $40.
Yeah.
Best deal ever.
Yep.
Smart. Smart to pick that stuff up when you can.
Also, you'll probably see ASM's 361. First Carnage. That'll probably be another potential book we'll see for sure. Because, Carnage is heating up. We got that movie coming out later this year, if I recall. Let There Be Carnage. Am I right about that?
Let There Be Carnage?
I think that's what the sequel
is. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Let There Be Carnage.
Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, there'll probably be a lot of 300s.
Absolutely.
Coming out in 300s. Yeah, there's definitely somebody there, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
that's coming out in September, though, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's coming out in September.
I think what you will see, is you're going to see I think a lot of manga. I think I'm starting to see a lot of people post in their claim sales a lot of manga.
That's because manga has all the talent right now. Better artists and the better writers are all doing manga.
Yeah,
and they're killing it.
Wait,
like One Punch Man killing it. My Hero Academia is killing it. Zombie Slayer's killing it. Goblin Slayer, redo of Healer.
So you're saying Brian Michael Bendis is writing manga now? You said one of the best.
Brian Michael Bendis isn't.
No.
Yeah. But, no.
But My Hero's the one. Umbrella Academy, is that considered a form of manga or no?
No.
It's different.
No.
It's
a comic book, and how old is that book?
Umbrella Academy?
Yeah.
At least
10 years old, right?
No, more than 10 years
15
old.
15 years old, something like that.
Yeah, close to 15
yeah,
years
old. Yeah, it's older than the people reading manga.
Yes.
True.
What about Ghost in the Shell? Is that manga?
Yeah.
Ghost in the Shell is manga. Also, we have a seventh member who just decided to come into our podcast. Let me introduce to you the gross man himself. He is known as Aiden, the New York Dream.
He was Aiden, who here works at WikiBe Heroes, is like a sixth member of New Kids on the Block. You've never seen him on camera.
He's a sixth man.
Yeah, he writes all the jingles.
They put me in coach on fourth.
Well, then sing something, then, damn it.
Did you say you only got 4 inches? No, I said they put me in on fourth and inches, coach.
Wow.
Oh,
first down.
Jeez.
They put me in with 4 inches, coach.
Yeah.
In his butt.
Ah, so you're fully erect when you go in. I see.
Right. One thing we have to mention, I think we might see some 80s books there. You know, I thank the good Lord for my Thundercats number one.
Oh, you think you might see some 80s books there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's like
80s cartoons book, to be exact.
I think comic books are worth money.
80s cartoons books, to be exact.
Star Comics. Star Comics.
Star Comics. Thundercats 1.
Silverhawks
1. Transformers 1.
Oh, yeah.
So this leads into a perfect segment. The segment is this. Kevin's got a great collection of books. All books he's gotten at very many shows that none of us ever been invited to.
Now, this is a false accusation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I would never do that.
Now, there's been a track record of Kevin going to conventions or
showing
going
up
to shops
sales.
And not telling
what
you.
Yeah,
sales.
Going
to sales.
This is the sensual one. Yeah. If anything, is the one that should be.
I remember one time we were driving down in the car on our way to San Diego, and I told him, I said, I'm looking for this book. And I was like, I really want this book. And he's like, oh. And what's it about? And I told him the history of the book, and he's like, oh, that sounds great. Motherfucker goes down there and buys the only copy there at the convention ahead of me.
And gives it to you.
No! He kept it.
First of all,
he kept it.
This, false, this is false information.
Yeah. So now, when I go down, he's like, what are you looking for? I'm like, I'm looking for a Superman, when he turns blue, you know, the electric red and blue. I'm looking for a copy of that.
Blue
He's like, oh, really?
I want a Near Mint Plus.
Really interesting. Okay.
Wait,
now I'm
this?
Leading him away from my
this
source.
Is,
my
this is what
ideas.
We call a friend etiquette. Is what
yeah.
Google calls
what
it.
Is friend? Yeah, friendiquette at conventions and shows. What do you think? What would you do if you got a? Do you tell somebody when there's a sale that you just heard of? Do you tell your friends?
I know there's a sale at the show. There's no,
no
sale.
No, no, no. I'm talking
show.
Like a sale or show or
okay,
something
like
that.
Like, let's say that there's an estate sale coming up and you were told that it's going to be great. Would you tell your friends or would you be like,
no,
I'm
I keep that
go.
Information to myself and I try to hit up the person before this. They sell the estate
sale. There you go. You need to hang out with Kevin more.
I'll be honest. Every time there's a show, Kevin always tells me about the show. It's 2 weeks after it's over, but he tells me.
Brother, you didn't know about that show? Not everybody knew.
It was the greatest show ever that I ever went to. I wish you could have been there.
You know,
you don't want to tell all the listeners now that everything you like, don't burn out. Like a
sale. No, I get it. You don't burn out to anyone else, but
your
friends.
Spot. You want
to
go to your bar, the show.
No,
time,
no, no, no.
Everyone's going to go to the spa. Don't
you
got it,
but you got to have your people. You got to
let
you know.
Because
if I tell you. Then you're going to tell me, so we're always in the know.
Right.
You know, and you know, we're in the know because Kevin tells us, you know, a year later, but we're in the know.
We're actually just a know for him.
Yeah.
Plus,
we're not in the know.
Strategically, you can use your friends to spot block at the shows.
Yeah.
It's
that's
true.
Very true.
I remember when Kevin started spotting. It was, yeah.
Spotting. How have you grown?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Now, do you have any gentlemen, do Do you have any of these 80s cartoon books that you're hunting down for yourself? Now, of course, maybe Torpedo Con would be a bad place to do this, but in particular, are you interested in any of these hot 80s cartoon properties?
No.
Oh.
I mean, no.
I'm not.
You were selling Transformers on the Clint Stellar.
Yeah, and I have a couple copies. I don't need
an extra
one.
Isn't TMNT not an 80s show?
Yeah, but I have every...
You walk into a convention, and there's a Turtles 1 at a phenomenal price. You're not buying it.
Yes.
$600
Turtles 1. And you're not true. Dude, but he's telling the truth.
Because I'm a smart man.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, but how many times has an 80s book that you're interested in walked in here and it didn't go to your house?
Not many.
Come on.
Busted.
You're like
viewers want to hear what our favorite 80s cartoon is.
Viewers?
Or is it listeners?
Hey, this is a show for family, so we don't need your...
I think the listeners want to know what is everyone's on the table. What's everyone's favorite 80s cartoon?
That's tough.
I'll start.
We didn't ask.
Thundercats. That's mine.
Thundercats? Thundercats is your favorite 80s cartoon.
You weren't born yet.
Thundercats is where it's at. That and Inspector Gadget. Isn't that the original?
Not a comic book.
Yeah, I don't think it's a comic, is it?
It might have been there for a little bit.
You weren't even born yet, young man, when these things came out.
Okay, well, what...
We'll go to
Walter. What's yours? What's your favorite 80s cartoon?
I don't even know if I watched cartoons in the 80s since I was born in 87 or some shit. I was saying Ninja Turtles, but that's like in the 90s.
No, that's like 88, 89.
Oh, in the 80s.
That works.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about like a property that actually has a comic book that I want, probably Turtles or G.I. Joe.
Yeah, okay.
But
okay.
You don't have to sell issue. Oh, excuse me, Walter.
G.I. Joe works.
Juice.
But,
I mean, that said, Simpsons. I like The Simpsons a lot.
Oh, cool.
I think The Simpsons are something that can... It has... You know.
Oh, there's a lot of nostalgia there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. As soon as that's off the air, people are going to start like... absorbing that material.
It's never going off the air. That and Law and Order are going to
go
on forever.
We'll all be 6 feet under by the time that thing goes
off.
Yeah.
I always thought it was strange that Law and Order went off the air right before it was going to beat Gunsmoke's record.
Yeah, it was weird.
It had one more season, I think, and it would have beat it.
Surprising.
Well, SVU broke it.
Did SVU finally break it?
Yeah. They're going to be on for like, I think they're renewed for like the 24th.
South Park broke it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's different. We're talking dramas and stuff.
I think as far as cartoon books, I'm a big turtle guy. But I'm not looking for any more turtle books. I mean, if something, you know, falls in my lap, then I'll take it, of course. But I think that probably Mask.
Okay. Mask. That's a good one. That's a good one.
And I hope one day they do something with it. I would love to see like a new animated show. I don't want to see a movie. I don't think a movie would ever be good.
I think Liam Neeson being the lead bad guy would be great.
Miles.
Yeah.
Miles Mayhem?
Miles Mayhem. That'd be good. Did you see his last movie?
Which one?
Ice Road?
Oh, no, but that's on Netflix now.
Oh, you gotta watch it.
Yeah?
Netflix?
Yeah.
My three-year-old loved it.
Maybe I'll start it tonight. Really?
Yeah. Trucks. Big trucks. Big trucks. Ice fall. Oh, he was losing his mind. Yeah.
That's great.
But, big trucks.
Now, I'm curious about something. I don't know if any of you fellas finished the Loki show.
No spoilers.
Dude. Why you gotta do this?
Yeah. Well, I'm only saying just because of certain things that have been speculating over the past...
Well, since Loki's been off the air for at least 3 weeks now, and it's after Torpedo Con, we can't, you know...
Not a spoiler, but just, you know, certain characters, you know, talk about time travel.
If anyone has a Kang the Conqueror book, I'd say... Keep on.
No spoilers, damn it. Didn't I hear the conversation?
If you have a King the Conqueror book, that'd be a good time
don't
to
don't worry, he's not speaking loud enough into the mic.
Mm-hmm. I know Donald, I believe, has various Kane issues. I know he talked about
years. Well, me and him, we've been collecting Kane for years.
He actually one-upped me one day. We were at a friend's shop, DJ's Universal Comics, and it was his box that he was taking to the first Torpedo Con. And we were going there, and I pulled out a Havoc.
Uh-huh.
First appearance. I'm like, oh, look, dude, a Havoc. And he kept on going and pulled out the Kang. And I was like, oh, I want that. And Sean's like, no, I'm going to get this. This is my 600th copy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Nice, Donald. I mean, Kevin.
Yeah, yes.
It's like his the Shang-Chi, all of his multiple Shang-Chi book copies.
Yeah. Stop giving away my secrets, Kevin. Sorry, Sensational. Why don't you just give away my address and how to get into my apartment?
As a matter of fact, I think I'll do that right now. For all you want to know.
You know, for 1995.
Hey, listen, dumpster number 10, right?
Behind the Radisson.
What's your favorite cartoon book?
What were you watching when you were 20?
80, in the 80s, I was watching Godzilla. Like, what do you like? What else was there? You
Godzilla know, comics?
I mean, no, you said cartoon shows. You said cartoon.
Oh, they had a cartoon. Yeah. That was the 90s.
Dude. No, 80s. 88, 89. For me, it was like Godzilla, Gundam, and if it was Transformers, that'd be Transformers.
Did you ever watch Rambo?
Yeah.
Rambo was the shit, and the Freedom Fighters.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. See, when I look at it, I look at his comic and cartoon at the same time. One of my favorite number. I have like 13 copies of Godzilla number one, just because that's like whenever I see it. Even though I know I have one, I gotta have it because it's just one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
It's his catcher in the rye. Mm-hmm. Keeps it in his back pocket. Right.
Whoa,
you got a problem, man.
I was that way with Ted Kord, first Ted Kord. I don't know if you guys know, but I created a web series called The Blue Beetle Ted Kord Returns.
It's the worst comic book.
I was not in the series.
I don't say this often on your show, but trash.
Wow. Just because you weren't in it, I'm sorry.
Trash.
I didn't know you.
We didn't know his existence.
Right.
I'm talking about Blue Beetle in general.
But anyway, I would get a copy every time I'd see it. It usually be like $10, $10-$20. Mm-hmm. It was cheap. And then I had amassed a small collection, like four or five of them or something. And then it started to like rise up, like $100 to $200 and stuff. And that's when Jarrett, who's also in the podcast, he wanted a copy. And he's like, I need a copy of that. So I sold him.
Generously.
I was like, if I have four more copies, I was like, I will sell you one. So
you were very generous.
I hit to the fourth, and I was like, okay, I'm going to sell it to you. And I think I sold it to him for like $50 or something.
Yeah, very generous.
So I made a little profit, but not much, and he got a hell of a deal on it. So, you know, I try not to keep too many of those
Sucker.
Things. But I do like to have a good amount of something I really like.
Right.
Okay, so that's a good question for me, now that we've gotten there, is you go to buy a book. And the book is, you're buying it from either a shop that you know or someone you know really well. And the book is worth, let's just say, $100, the book's worth, right? What percentage do you pay for that book? Because do you say, we're friends, I'm going to give you the full value of that book. Or do you say, look, man, I'm not going to sell it. But if I did, I want to make some money. So I can't pay you $80. I can't pay the full $100. I got to pay you $70 to give me some wiggle room in case I got to get out of the book.
That's fair. I think the wiggle room is fair,
Julio?
You know,
because you buy books from people all the time. I mean, you're the like one of the better guys at telling a guy, hey, I'm gonna give you $2 for a giant box, and they feel like they gave you. I got $2 out of this guy.
That's true.
No, I mean, you give them fair deals. What I'm saying is, what I'm trying to get at is, we all buy books from either each other or someone we know. And what do you do then? Like,
it's different. Like, if I'm buying for the business, I always got to think about overhead. But if I'm buying from somebody, you know, I try to get as close as I possibly can. Actually, what I can personally afford. So if somebody says $100 and I'm like, I will say I'm more comfortable paying $70 or $75. Would you be cool with that? And then you negotiate from there. You know?
But you got to have room to get out of the book. If
I'm buying something personal, at least for me, it's personal, so I don't mind.
Yeah, but how many times if you buy a book that's personal at, like, say, a mid-grade, but a book at a high grade comes up, and you're like, the best way to get into that book is by selling this book for cheaper?
Yeah, it happens. I don't mind having multiple copies of things.
Which leads me to another question. You know, when you buy books off of, you know, potential customers...
Oh, my animated series that I would like, by the way, would be Transformers. Just in case... Anybody gave a
no
shit.
No one gives a shit.
Well, wait, hold on here.
I never gave mine.
You said Blue Beetle. You said Blue Beetle.
Yeah. Animated series. Isn't that a fucking Blue Beetle animated series?
And there will never be.
That might have been the one. That would have been the one way that book would have made any money, if it went animated. Because live action was horrible trash.
Oh, but the web series, however. The web series. Yeah, I don't know if you guys know.
That leaves a lot to be desired.
Blue Beetle Ted Kord Returns. It's on YouTube. You can check it out right now.
Three seasons. Three full seasons.
Yeah. Four, actually.
I was going to say four.
Lost one.
Four seasons. The worst four seasons. No.
Oh, my goodness.
Kevin does a
lot
of
years, and you're just getting started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
right?
We were
being
talking
in debt.
We were talking earlier about etiquette. I happen to have seen a sign.
Oh,
the other
don't
day.
Do it! Don't do it!
Do it
on a post that read. It was above their back issues, and it said, due to the nature of the speculator's market, we reserve the right to check and reprice any and all back issues according to current going value.
Wait, do you have that on your phone? Show Kevin.
Yeah, here.
Oh, yeah.
It was a post.
I saw this right over your books.
You see, I have something to say about that. That's disturbing because when you go into a store, you think you might be getting a good deal, but all of a sudden they're going to take your books. Okay, hold on 1 second, sir. Let me check eBay. Let me check Key Collector app.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. I have to charge you a lot more.
There was a dude in Ohio. Jeff Harper was his name. I remember this. It was a Jeff Harper production. He was the guy that did all the shows in the small areas in Ohio. Like, he did Canton and Akron and stuff like that, sometimes Cleveland and stuff. And he would do the smaller shows at, like, the Radisson or the Sheraton or something. Mm-hmm. And he had his own booth there every time. You know, he would have a booth, and I think it would be him and his wife or his girlfriend or something. And they didn't price anything. So he was the one that had the convention and brought everybody in and stuff. And he was the worst one to deal with. Because none of his books were priced.
Hmm.
They were all, you just had to ask him, and then you know what he would do? He would pull out the Wizard magazine.
Oh, boy. The Wizard?
The Wizard, dude.
Oh, my God.
And he would go according to the Wizard. And I remember it was like an Untold Tales of Spider-Man, like, issue that I needed. And it was, whatever, it was like issue 4 or something like that. I just needed to complete my run of the entire series, and he had it. And I was like, how much? And he's like, oh, $10. And I was like, Jesus Christ, it's a 99-cent book. It's not popular, you know, that popular.
So he refused to use...
It's a filler issue. And I was like, can you, like, go lower? I was like, can you do, like, 6? And, like, he thought about it for the longest time. It was like I was hurting one of his children, you know. He was like, I don't know. And then, you know, he pulled off to the side, him and the girl, and then they were talking about it, and you could see that there was, like, some type of verbal, like, argument thing taking place, and they were moving around and stuff. And then he eventually comes back over and he's like, all right, I can do 6. And I think it was because she was like, probably like, look, that kid's poor.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's obviously poor. Yeah. Just give it to him for 6. It's not worth anything.
Or she needed to get meth later. And
she probably
said,
look, we haven't made one fucking sale. Take this $6. I want a fucking Big Mac from across the street.
Right.
Yeah. $6.
So they could consult the holy text, a comic book text known as the Overstreet. Instead, they had to go straight to the Wizard.
A trash book.
Yeah.
Overstreet. But
that book was probably not even an Overstreet.
We had a guy.
Probably not at the time.
We had one of our one of the regulars from Weekend Beer Heroes. Went to, and this is one of Sean's favorites, but went to collectors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And was buying a Wolverine 1, and it was priced at whatever on the cover. That's a little, you know, I just
you oh, it had price. A price on it. Okay.
And he walked up to the counter to pay for it, and the guy says, "Oh, hold on for a second." And he went over to the side and started listening, and then, you know, sitting there waiting for the guy. The guy comes back, and the guy tells him, "Oh, it's $120." He says, "What do you mean? It's got $30 in it." "Oh, yeah, but this book's gotten hot. I just checked. It's at this much price." Just wait, but it's already on the. Sorry, you already priced it for me.
30.
He's like, "Yeah, no, I understand." He goes, "But I have to check the market to make sure that it's the going rate. The going rate is this. I got to charge you this now."
See, that proves my point.
And he literally just said, "You know, f you. I'm not fuck you. I'm not going to pay you that. I'm going to pay what's on the book."
Yeah.
And me and Julio have had this conversation, and we don't know what the true law is, but we believe that if you walk up and it's priced $30, they're obligated
no, that,
to.
I think. I think that law. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure that. There's some sort of law about sticker law or something about something.
And we appreciate you all for tuning in to The Real Short Box. This has been wonderful. So thank you for tuning in to part one of our comic shop talks here. Actually, it's technically going to be what? Would be part three.
Probably part
if you
three
think about
point.
It. Yeah. So we'll just go with part three. And go from there, because, we really appreciate you guys. And you can find us on YouTube under Rumble Spoon Productions on there.
Also find us on Spotify.
Mm-hmm. And Spreaker and iHeartRadio and Amazon Podcast now as well.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, so we've expanded.
Yes, it does. Amazon has everything. Eventually, they're going to own this shop. They're going
to
own all of
they're
us eventually.
To buy, Amazon, trying to buy, what is it?
Bezos wants to buy this fucking place. He can.
And he keeps asking me if it's for sale.
No problem.
So thank you for tuning in. If we don't see you out and about anytime soon, we will see you
at the delightful, elegant, and most friendly comic book shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.